The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus told them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Happy Pentecost. We have the great gift of the Holy Spirit today. And it is a great day. It's the birth of the church. It's when the church, the apostles, the first pope, and our first bishops received the Holy Spirit. And then from there on out, they send us the Holy Spirit through the power of our baptisms. And so we, not just the church, not just the magisterium, but we receive the Holy Spirit. And we receive it, and we receive our Lord and our God every day. God dwells within us. God dwells within us. The Holy Spirit did not leave us. So many a times, maybe we think that, I don't see this Holy Spirit thing. Maybe it's some dove, fire, wind thingy. Yeah, okay. You know, maybe that's the way we kind of look at it. But I would offer a different way of looking at the Holy Spirit. And first of all, the Holy Spirit is a person. It's actually somebody you have a relationship. And somebody you have a relationship with now, whether you realize it or not. It's kind of like if you know the scripture where Jesus tells the disciples, "From now on, you know the Father." And Philip turns to Jesus and says, "Just show us the Father and that'll be enough for us." And then Jesus' response is, "Philip, I've been with you the whole time and you don't know me?" And so Philip didn't even know that the Father was there. He had a relationship with his Father. In the same way, we have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We just don't realize he's there. Sometimes it might be a matter of, you know, we always look out there for God, everything to get us fulfillment. Whatever it is, it's got to be out there somewhere, right? And so we want all these things out there. We look at our neighbor's lawn and look at the flowers our neighbors have and say, "Oh, I wish I had such a beautiful lawn. I wish I had those flowers." Do you ever notice the own flowers in your own yard? You know? Do you notice the grass in your own yard? We don't appreciate what is right underneath our nose. And that's kind of like the way the Holy Spirit works. He's in our lives. How is he in our lives? Well, how often have you ever been consoled? How many times in your life have you ever been consoled? That's the Holy Spirit. How many of your times were you ever helped? Or maybe you help somebody else. That was the Holy Spirit. How many times have you experienced love? That was the Holy Spirit. How many times have you received a sacrament, whether confession, the Eucharist, confirmed and baptized? That was the Holy Spirit. How many times did you think, "Gosh, I should do this"? And you did it and something good happened. That was the Holy Spirit. How many times have somebody come to you and helped you live your faith, built you up? That was the Holy Spirit. How many times for you who have pets have had your pet come and give you consolation? That was the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's a whole lot more in our lives than we think. Problem is, we don't know how to identify the Holy Spirit. How do we listen to God? How do we know to do His will? Have we spent time thinking about, how do I listen to the Holy Spirit? How do I know God's will? How do I gain that wisdom? You know, obviously, God doesn't sit there and talk to us verbally through audible voices. He speaks to us in many ways. It's just a matter of being open to hear the Word of God and to respond to it. In all this, what I hope what happens is you realize God is there. He's there in your life. He hasn't left you. You know, you hear me talk about so many times about how Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. How that, the crucifixion, is a physical, it's a reminder of us of the physical manifestation of God's love. God's love was physically manifested 2,000 years ago. It hasn't stopped. That's why He sent the Holy Spirit. All the physical manifestations of God's love through every time a friend has come to console us, our pets have consoled us. The good things that we receive, the roof over our head, the food that we eat, the breath that we take, is all a physical manifestation of God's love. So when we get down in the dumps and we think God has loved, He has left us, He left us these things here on earth as a reminder. No, He hasn't left us. He loves us. He loves us every day and every moment. Today is the birth of the church, the birth that we have received the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit.